Hi, welcome back to the lesson. And in this particular audio, I'll be sharing with you two keys that will help you to position yourself for success. So as you know already, success does not happen by coincidence. There are several things that culminate together to bring you the success that you are looking for. And honestly, I'm an advocate that success is attracted, that there is a way you have to look and be, there's a place you have to be that would actually position you for success. And so I say that it's a contribution of being at the right place at the right time, doing the right things with the right people that make up for success, because success is scientific. Success leaves clues. There is no way you can just say, oh, I'm successful, and then you cannot explain how it happened. No. If you want to be honest with yourself, yes, there's a God factor, but there are some things that you did that even God said that let lazy man would not eat. So if all you did was just to fold your hands and not reach out to anybody and not talk to anybody, you just sat there folding your hands, trust me, success will not come knocking on your door or looking for you. So there are some things that you want to implement and put in place for you to be able to properly arrange yourself, for you to be properly be in tune with what you want to achieve in life. All right. So the first one I would like to share with you here today is that for you to become successful in life, you have to learn. You have to learn to value every single day. So there's this process I take my clients through, and we have the mind work, the vision work, and so on. And there is a part where I talk about the daily work, because humans are creatures of habits. So it is what you do every day that makes the difference. It is what you put in place. It is the little habits, little things that you do that turn to habits. It is those habits that gives you the results that you get out of life. So for you to position yourself for success, you have to value today and all the amazing things it carries. Never live, in that place where you're all thinking of tomorrow, and you don't even consider what is happening today. You're so vision conscious. You're so tomorrow conscious. Or worse still, you could be past conscious. And all you're thinking is about what could have happened, what should have happened, and then you totally neglect what should be happening now. Today is precious. Today is a gift. And that's why it's called the present. So you have to learn to live today. You have to learn to know that today matters, and work on your daily activities, because that is where your success lies. So if you are in the habit of setting goals, of setting 1-year goals and goals, 10-year goals, and so on, those goals would happen one particular day, or there will be series of events and activities that would lead to you achieving them. So that, that time frame of 1 year, it's 365 days that comes together to make the year. So what you do today really, really matters to what happens to you over time. All right. So bear in mind, today matters. And that, in that vein, I would like to say that whatever you hope to do tomorrow, do it today. Yes. Because the moment you are able to battle procrastination, however little or in whatever manner it may be, when you are able to do things in little ways, in small steps, you would realize that before you know it, you have gone all out and you have done all the things that you should do. And that's where you even build confidence. Yes. So if you're currently suffering from lack of confidence, I dare say it's because you are yet to even implement little things. Because when you do little things, there's this tendency for you to have this, this I achieved it. You know that energy would be there. You achieved this. And even if it's a small thing, it tends to boost and, I mean, increase your overall feeling of being an achiever, which in turn increases or boosts your confidence. And when you are confident, you are more likely to even conquer the world. You're more likely to even do more. So it's a case of you do little things to get the energy that boosts your confidence to do bigger things. But it all starts from today. So visualize tomorrow and do something about it today. Yes, it's important for you to prepare than to repair. I would say that again. It is important for you to prepare than for you to repair. So if there's something you should have done yesterday or something you did wrongly yesterday, you spend today repairing it, which means that you lose energy for what you should be doing tomorrow or for what you should have achieved by tomorrow. So what happens? When you prepare instead, you are ensuring that tomorrow turns out better, or at least turns out good. So I'm not saying that tomorrow is guaranteed, no. But the fact that you are growing today is enough for you to know that, okay, tomorrow will be better. I mean, it's like a seed. Once you plant it, you're sure of the harvest, even if anything may happen to it. But if you never planted it, there is no way you can even think of harvesting anything, all right? So I want you to begin to work your life on a daily basis. Break down your goals into small bits and begin to work on your life on a daily basis. And before you know it, you would become an overnight success. All right, good. So the second key here is that you need to have the right attitude if you want to position yourself for success. I see lots of people who are amazing at what they do. They are great. They are efficient. They are good at what they do, but they foul at their attitude. Let me ask you, if you were to hire somebody one of two people who are so efficient, they are both efficient, but for the life of you, you just can't cope with one of them because of the way they carry themselves. They have this negative energy, they are cranky, they complain, they whine, and so on, compared to somebody else, who is also efficient, but they are happy, they are jovial, they are courteous, they are nice. Who would you choose? I'm sure it's the person with the right attitude. The same thing goes for you. So yes, it's possible that your efficiency can get you to the door, but it's your attitude that will keep you in the room. Nobody wants to be around somebody who whines and complains all the time. Nobody. No one wants to be around somebody who is a whiner and sucks the energy out of the room. Nope. People want to be around people who are helping them become better people, who are motivating them, inspiring them, making life easier for them. And that is who you want to be, all right? So think about it. How can you improve your attitude generally? How can you become the person that people love to be around? How can you do the right things at the right time? And the one major way you can do this is to begin to respond to people and situations and not just react to them. Here is what I mean. Things would always happen beyond your control. People will say things that will hurt you. People will do things that you don't like. Now, it is easier and it's tempting for you to actually react. But when you want to grow yourself as the person with the right attitude, what you want to do is to always catch yourself just before you react. And instead, think things through and then respond to people or the situation. Of course, I know it's not
an easy thing to do. I mean, somebody just, you know, irks you. You want to just be angry. You want to shout. You want to complain. I understand it. But it's better for you to take a pause and catch yourself and take a deep breath and then respond to the situation. So for someone like me, usually I find myself reacting violently when somebody accuses me of something I have not done, or when they try to devalue me, or they try to take advantage of me. I tend to react violently. And I've realized that people do these things without even knowing. Like, they have no idea what they are doing. They don't even understand. I mean, they don't even know. And it's not their fault, okay? They are, you know, they are a product of their circumstances, their experiences, and all that, their upbringing, and so on. But I would be wrong to begin to judge them based on where I'm coming from. So that's why I now learn to pause, to listen first, to understand before I seek to be understood. And that way, I more often respond to the situation. So people begin to say, oh, Temi is cool-headed. Temi is wise. Oh, Temi is calm. Of course I am, because I have, you know, taken time to respond to the situation. Not as I was feeling, because feelings are, you know, ephemeral. Feelings are fleeting. Feelings are temporary. But when you respond to something according to what you should have done, you have more peace of mind. You feel better about things, and then you do better about it. And then you just say, oh, you know, that attitude is right. Do you know that people who do the wrong things, they know? And when you respond to them the same way they have given you, they tend to like, oh, come on now, this person is being harsh. But when you respond in a better way, you know, when you go the high way with them, you choose to be the bigger person, even they would recognize their foolishness and become, I mean, and then appreciate you for your maturity. I know there are a few people who can be, you know, pain in the ass, and then they just misbehave all through. I know. But even when they are foolish, you want to be the wise person and keep them in their foolish place. Yes. Don't try to even, you know, negotiate with them. No. They're foolish. They're stupid. Leave them there. Leaving them there is an act of maturity on your part. Okay? So I've said that, number one, value today and do what you should do today. Number two, position yourself for success by having the right attitude always. And this takes lots of self-discipline. And thankfully, the more you do it, the better you become at it. So at first, it may seem like it's impossible for you to have control over your emotions. I know. I've been there, right? But trust me, the more you do this, the better you become at it. All right? So thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next audio. Bye for now.